And if we are in that prayer, look at verse 19, and I want to conclude this in your minds. He says this, if you are a normal Christian, and if you are believing God's plan and trusting His will and seeking His promises and desiring His power, then you will love God's sheep. And look what verse 19 says. Christians, brethren, if anyone among you, that's someone in the church, and I know there's great, you know, all kinds all over the board, they say these are lost people and they're apostates. It doesn't say that. And it's not consistent if you make this out to be an apostate. This is a Christian who is getting away from the Lord. And if they're wandering from the truth, and you go out and seek them, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways, someone that's sinning against the Lord, and we go out and intercept them, and kind of like Jude says, we have compassion on them, we pull them out of the fire, because we hate their garments spotted by the flesh. Look at this. He will save a soul from death, because the Lord will chasten that person, make them weak and sick, and they'll die if they don't repent. And a multitude of sins will be covered. You know what? We should be loving God's sheep enough to be a caring Christian. And this morning, you and I are called of God to know people well enough that we reach out to them. To know those around us in our fellowship, in our flocks, in our Bible studies, in our ministries. And you start seeing someone, and you start seeing that they're growing cold, and you start seeing they're slowly pulling back from the things of God, and they formerly were with you, and now they're backing off. Instead of writing them off and saying, there's so many, we're going to take someone else. Go after them. Call them. Visit them. Love them. Seek them. Pray for them. And see them come back. And God says, I'll bless you with the privilege of loving my sheep like I love them and caring so much that you see them come back. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ is not aided by people that say, ah, let them go. It's aided by being like the Good Shepherd who left the 99 and went after the one. I wonder this morning, are you believing God's plan enough to wait? Are you trusting His will enough to look for God's hand? Are you seeking His promises enough to sing through the hard times of life? Are you desiring His power enough to pray and pray about things that are hard and be an instrument? Are you loving God's sheep enough to care and reach out to them? That's not rarefied atmosphere of super Christianity. That's normal. That's what God calls us to be.